the Walkman that you put in your ears is a thought I had in Fahrenheit 451, and the Japanese came in my office once 20 years ago, and they put the Walkman on my ears and said, Mr. Bradbury, Walkman Radio, it's yours.
Maybe they should have named that Walkman the Pedestrian.
That's exactly right.
Would you explain one thing? You had had an interview with a policeman. You and a friend were walking down Wilshire Boulevard, and the policeman approached you and asked, what are you doing? And you had told him, well, look, we're not here to burgle something, because you can see there's nobody on the street except us. If we were going to burgle a place, we'd pull over in a car, burgle the joint, and drive off.
That's right, yes.
So he eventually said, well, and you chewed up some soda crackers.
Yep, when I talked to him, I sprayed flakes of soda crackers on his uniform. I wasn't being mean or insolent. It just happened that way.
Oh.
But I was upset by being approached for being a pedestrian, because our sidewalks today are not used by pedestrians. We should turn them into bicycle paths, because we need bicycle paths all over the city.
I heard a rumor that you have never been much for cars.
No, riders can't afford cars. For years, my income at riding was only $30 a week. You can't buy a car on that. I was 37 years old before I made enough money to buy a car, and then I bought one for my wife, and she learned to drive.
That is absolutely amazing, and I think probably your health is better for it, using a bicycle and walking.
Well, and women are the best drivers. We should turn over all the driving in our country to the women, because they're wonderful, and they're safe, and they're not competitive.
Now, would you clear something up for me, because I didn't get this on the video, and I'm sure that you will have a lot of visitors to your website. I hope they don't crash your server. If they do, we'll send you another one. You took the pedestrian for a walk, you said, and you turned a corner and ran into a young woman who said, I know you. You're Montag, the fireman. I can smell the kerosene. You burn books.
That's right, yeah.
Can you expand on that? What exactly happened?
Well, I just let Clarice McClellan talk, and Montag respond to her. And I ran to a typewriter in the basement of the UCLA library, where I could rent a typewriter for 10 cents a half an hour. And in 9 days, I spent $9.80 in dimes, and I wrote the first draft of Fahrenheit 451. So thank God for the pedestrian and that policeman who questioned me. It caused me to write the novel.